SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The latest poll numbers are not kind to President Biden. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
The latest New York Times Siena College poll shows a widening lead for Donald Trump and majorities of every demographic group saying Joe Biden is too old to be effective. According to the Times poll, the president is losing support from young voters and Hispanic voters. Meanwhile, a new Wall Street Journal poll shows Trump with a 6-point lead nationally and 80% of respondents saying that the president is too old to run for a second term. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The White House says President Biden is not dropping out of the race. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says two reports about the president weighing his options in the coming days are false. The New York Times and CNN say Biden talked with a key ally about concerns over convincing the public he's up for the job after shaky debate performance. Also at SRNnews.com, Americans are celebrating July 4th today. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says the freedoms and liberties which the country enjoys 248 years later are worth celebrating. McGinnis says those freedoms and liberties are outlined in the Bill of Rights, which was drawn up in 1776.
Which allows us to reflect on that day of independence 248 years ago, you know, with parades and all sorts of leisure activities as well.
McGinnis spoke with Salem Radio Network. Hurricane Beryl continues to move north with the eye of the storm forecast to pass just south of the Cayman Islands overnight. At last check, the storm had 130 mile-an-hour winds, traveling west-northwest at 21 miles an hour. The storm is forecast to weaken, but could strengthen again in the Gulf of Mexico and possibly hit Texas. This is SRN News. A Republican congressman introduces a pro-life bill, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Bob Good's legislation would make it a federal crime for any licensed medical professional who accepts federal funds to perform or prescribe an abortion at any point in pregnancy. The measure, called the LIFE Act, has the support of numerous pro-life organizations, but is unlikely to pass. Democrats have enough votes to stop it in the Senate, and some Republicans might join them. President Biden would also likely issue a veto. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ohio lawmakers are advancing a ban on males using female restrooms and locker rooms. A House vote to approve the measure took place just before lawmakers left Columbus for the summer. The state Senate will vote on it in the fall. The bill pertains to public K through 12 schools and institutions of higher education. This is SRN News. Florida Congressman Michael Waltz says President Biden's leadership is partly to blame for a recruiting shortfall in the armed forces.
We are facing a recruiting crisis.
And Congressman Waltz says it's the worst crisis since the U.S. instituted an all-volunteer force.
Yeah, just the Army alone is down 45,000 soldiers.
Watching President Biden's debate performance, Waltz says he imagined being a parent whose son or daughter was considering a career in the military.
My first instinct was that would be my son or daughter's commander-in-chief. Heck no.
A retired colonel and former Green Beret, Congressman Waltz, was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
The U.S. is preparing to announce a new $2.3 billion security aid package for Ukraine. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin made the announcement Tuesday at the Pentagon. More details at srnnews.com.